Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool for you. Absolutely. We're diving into the secret YouTube algorithm hack for 2026, specifically focusing on thumbnails. I can't wait to hear what you've got for us, Alex. It's a packed topic for sure, so let's jump right in. Did you know that over 20 million videos are uploaded to YouTube every day? That's a ton of traffic to compete with. If creators want to stand out, they absolutely need high click-through rate or CTR thumbnails. Wow, that's mind-blowing. What's considered a good CTR these days? Great question. Average videos get about a 2 to 5% CTR, but top performers can pull in 8 to 12%. I see so many creators spending hours editing their videos and then just slapping a random screenshot as the thumbnail at the end. That just doesn't cut it anymore, right? So what's changed with the YouTube algorithm in 2026? Well, think of the algorithm as a matchmaker. It looks at viewer signals, like what they watch, subscribe to, and engage with, and pairs them with video signals like click-through rate and watch time. Its job is to predict if your video is a good match for that viewer. So the thumbnail is basically the first impression, right? Exactly. A high CTR tells YouTube, hey, this title and thumbnail are so good that people can't help but click. Especially for new channels, a great CTR is like having a golden ticket, but getting the click is only half the battle. You need to keep their attention too. And that's where watch time comes into play, right? Absolutely. A high average view duration shows that your content delivered on the promise of its title and thumbnail. This tells YouTube, hey, this content is actually good. It sounds like the first 30 seconds are crucial. You're spot on. If viewers click and then leave within 30 seconds, the algorithm buries your video. You want a thumbnail that makes a specific promise, and your video needs to deliver on that right away. Got it. Now, I've heard that face thumbnails boost CTR, is that true? Yes. Expressive face thumbnails can boost CTR by an incredible 34.1%. They create an emotional connection even before someone clicks. It's all about showing genuine emotion that matches your topic. That makes sense. I mean, we're wired to look at faces. If someone looks confused or excited, I'd want to know why. Exactly. And here's a pro tip. Take photos of your reactions separately from your video shoots. That way, you can save time later when designing your thumbnails. Oh, that's a smart idea. Now, how does this new algorithm compare to traditional strategies? Alex. Well, while traditional strategies focused more on eye-catching graphics, the 2026 algorithm rewards those thumbnails that drive retention. If your thumbnail gets a click but users leave quickly, it doesn't bode well for your video. So it's about more than just looking good. It's about engagement too. Right. And with YouTube's new A/B testing feature, you can now test different thumbnails in real time. This has been a game changer for creators. How does that work exactly? It's simple. You create a few thumbnail variations, maybe one emotional, one mysterious, and one text heavy, and let the algorithm do the testing. You can track your CTR with precision, and it can potentially lift your CTR by 20%. Wow, that's impressive. And speaking of personalization, the algorithm now uses AI to serve tailored thumbnails based on user watch history. For example, if someone loves gaming, they'll see a gaming-themed thumbnail. This means you can't rely on a single thumbnail anymore. That's really fascinating. So how do creators adapt to these changes? Alex, first, focus on creating a curiosity gap with your title and thumbnail. Make sure the title asks a question or makes a bold statement, while the thumbnail gives just enough visual information without spoiling the answer. And what common mistakes should creators avoid? The most common pitfalls include using too much text, failing to deliver on the thumbnail promise, and designing visuals that are hard to read on small screens. That's a great recap. So what are the key takeaways for our listeners today? I'd say focus on that curiosity gap and emotional face thumbnails. Maintain a high CTR, especially during the initial upload phase. If you can do that, your audience can grow exponentially. Amazing advice, Alex. Thanks for breaking it down for us today. No problem. And remember, folks, mastering thumbnails can significantly impact your video's success on YouTube. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.